إن الحمد لله
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
Verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His help, and ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil in our own souls and from our sinful deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one can mislead. And whoever Allah allows to go astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, the one having no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Allah says in the Quran, after saying أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
And I, Allah, created not the jinns and humans except they should worship me alone. Our purpose and mission in this life is to worship Allah. This entails working to return home, Jannah, and working to escape hellfire. Worship has simply been described or defined as doing what Allah tells you to do and refraining from what Allah has forbidden. The mission is simple. However, we must constantly be reminded of this mission, for it is easily forgotten. So when we awaken, we say a dhikr, a remembrance of Allah, and this aids us and reminding us of our mission. Likewise, we make dhikr of Allah when we eat, sleep, leave our houses, enter our cars, return to our houses, etc. and etc. Thus, our lives are filled with constant remembrance of Allah and remembrance of this mission that he has assigned us. Similarly, the prayer, the fast, the Friday khutbah, and the daily hardships aid us in remembering our mission. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved places on the earth to Allah are the masjids, and the most hated places on the earth to Allah are the marketplaces. In the masjid, people are usually focused on their mission. They're usually thinking about Allah. They're usually pondering and reflecting on the hereafter. And just the contrary, in the marketplace, they usually are far from the remembrance of Allah, far from the remembrance of their mission. And we should try to be in the place where Allah loves the most, more so. The lack and absence of these previous mentioned things will make us unaware and unmindful of our mission And at this time, Satan will assign you with a new mission. Allah has informed us how to accomplish this mission and reach our destination safely. Therefore, we must obey and closely follow the directions in order to reach our goal safely. Plus, the reward for accomplishing this mission is ultimate pleasure and delight. However, if the mission is failed, the one who fails receives endless, relentless torment and agony. Hence, this mission is a serious mission. And remember, we have the map, we have the directions, but it will be of no use if they're not followed. As a result, all our secular, worldly goals and missions should revolve around our chief mission and not vice versa. It is okay to be an engineer, to be a doctor, a computer technician, or a business owner. It is okay. But know that you have been created to be a worshiper, to be a servant of Allah, not to be an engineer, not to be a doctor, not to be a computer technician. Allah did not create you to be those things. He created you to be a servant of Allah. And what I mean by this, because don't misunderstand me, what I mean is don't let your careers interfere with your first goal, your first mission, and that is worshiping Allah. You are a worshiper of Allah first. Don't use your job as an excuse. There are people who do not realize that they have a mission and a purpose in life. While there are others who understand that they have a purpose, yet they do not have the right instructions. They use their own rationale, desires, and distorted books to try to achieve their missions. So I'm standing in front of you today to simply remind you of your purpose in life. Take this reminder, because on the day of judgment, there will be no excuses. فَيَوْمَئِذِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. So on that day, no excuses of theirs will avail those who did wrong. So on that day, no excuses of theirs will avail those who did wrong. Nor would they be allowed then to return to seek Allah's pleasure. And Allah also says, Ya ayyuhallazina kafaru la ta'tabiru al-yawm innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. O you who disbelieve, make no excuses this day. You are being recompensed only for what you used to do. So on the day of judgment, no one will have any excuses for disobeying Allah. No one will have any excuses for disobeying Allah and going against his commandments or his commands when he knows of them and is able to do what he is commanded and avoid what is forbidden. If there really was an excuse, he would not deserve to be punished and blamed either in this world or in the hereafter. After Allah says, do not make excuses. Do not present the excuses. They will be of no avail. They'll be no use. The time of excuses is over. Then he states that you will be rewarded for what you do. You will be rewarded for what you do. No excuses. Give me no excuses. It's time to be recompensed now. Throughout the Quran, we're reminded that this is Darul Amal, that this is the land, the place of work. There are well over 100 verses in the Quran instructing us to work and do righteous deeds. And there's several verses telling us that you will be informed on that day of what you did. So this is the time of work. This theme is repeated over and over and over again in the Quran. It is time to work. How many times have you heard? How many times? How many verses? Well over 100. Yet, we read them and we still don't get it. We do not realize that we must make every effort and do our utmost in our endeavor for paradise. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise to his companions in a very beautiful and enticing way. And after he made that description, he said, Hal min mushammir? Is there someone who will roll up their sleeves and work for paradise? Is there someone who will work for this beautiful, for this reward? Is there someone who will roll up their sleeves and work for it? This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing his companions. This means we must strive. We must strive for Jannah. All of us must sincerely ask ourselves, are we striving for Jannah? Since the reward for good, living a good life, is good. And the reward for bad, living a life of disobedience and sin, is bad. The reward for good is good, and the reward for bad is bad. Do you truly think you will be rewarded Jannah for an idle life of sin, transgression, and disobedience? Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Or do those who earn evil deeds think that we shall hold them equal with those who believe and do righteous good deeds in their present life and after their death? Worse is the judgment they make. Many of us, we live lives of disobedience and we expect good. Where have you seen that? You answer all the questions on your test wrong, you're failed. You don't come to work, you failed. You don't work for Jannah, you failed. I don't know, we're not thinking. So if you long for paradise, you must obey Allah and His Messenger. It's as simple as that. However, if you disobey Allah and His Messenger, then you are at great risk. You are at great risk of entering the severe punishment. So you must consciously think about the consequences of your actions. You must try to visualize hellfire in heaven to attain paradise and to avert hellfire. When people choose to disobey and rebel, this is done out of foolishness and stupidity, even though they might be highly educated. When people choose to disobey and rebel, this is stupidity and foolishness, even if they're highly educated. Listen to what the people of hellfire say about themselves. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they will say, had we but listened or used our intellect, we would not have been among the dwellers of the blazing fire. And they say, had we but listened or used our intellect, had we but listened or used our intellect, we would not be of those dwellers of the hellfire. Then they will confess their sins. Then they will acknowledge their sins. So away with the dwellers of the hellfire. So away with the dwellers of the blazing fire. So why do we not work hard for Jannah? We work hard for that promotion. Plus, many times we work overtime. And we bring our work home. We must acknowledge and confess that we are working harder for our bosses and for this life than we are for Allah and the hereafter. We must confess if there's any success for us. We're working harder for our bosses, harder for this life than we are for Allah and the hereafter. Several of us are our own bosses. We own our businesses. Nevertheless, we work 13 hours a day or even more. Why? Because we see the benefit. Because we see the paycheck. And you find some of these same people, 13 hours a day, leave prayer. They don't have time to even make prayer. But they have 13 hours or more, 7 days a week, to bring in that cash. So why? Because we see the benefit. But the benefit of working for the hereafter is hidden from us until the day of judgment. And only the intelligent will perceive it. Only the intelligent will perceive it. So we must think and begin to remove ourselves from the masses of people who work harder for this temporary, deficient pleasure, which can go at any minute, than the everlasting, enchanting pleasure. We must work hard to remove ourselves from those people who are concerned with this temporary pleasure that they see right in front of them, and work for the everlasting pleasure. Don't be stupid. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Whoever wishes for the quick passing, transitory enjoyment of this world, we readily grant him what we will for him we like. Then afterwards, we have appointed for him hellfire. He will burn therein, disgraced and rejected, far away from Allah's mercy. Many of us, we say, I hear you, brother. I'm with you. I agree with you. And I'm going to start working for Jannah, but just not right now. Right now, no, I need to finish my PhD, or I need to finish my certification to get a better job, or I need to continue working my 13-hour shifts in order that I might, you know, maybe for 2 more years, in order that I might, you know, get another store, and then I can relax, and then, you know, I might can live with the elites. So we say, I hear you, but not right now. I'm going to get there. I understand. So I say, the dreams and aspirations are okay, but will you reach them before you reach your end? Really, will you reach those aspirations before you reach your end? Listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it said, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or he drew for them some lines and pointing to them said, this is a man. These are the dreams and hopes, and this is his appointed time. When he is heading towards his dreams, the closer line, meaning death, catches up with him. So the Prophet, this hadith is collected by Bukhari. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated that if one pins his hopes on those dreams, he will indeed be greatly disappointed. Thus, it is important to remember death, because this world could thus it is important to remember death because this would cause you not to leave good deeds that you can do today for tomorrow. Instead, you would do them as soon as possible, because you understand that you might not get another opportunity. So be careful with your long-term secular aspirations and missions. And one last point before we go to the second part of the khutbah. One last point about the importance of working for paradise. Someone apparently has been spreading rumors or a rumor. Someone apparently, or some people apparently, have been spreading a rumor that it is sufficient to only work for Jannah during the month of Ramadan. We are responsible for correcting this rumor. Next month, you will see the masjid jam-packed with people who have apparently been told that it's sufficient to come to the masjid, sufficient to pray and to read the Quran in the month of Ramadan alone. We have to correct this. It's apparent somebody has been spreading this rumor. We need to tell them you have been lied to. Tell them you have been lied to. Tell them Satan is your enemy, and he is working to harm you 24/7, all year around. He comes to you even at your sleep. He gives you no rest. He doesn't let you rest. As a result, there's no time for vacation.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah.
I know many of you say, brother, you say the same thing every time you get on the minbar. The same thing. And we're tired of this. Can you talk about the etiquettes of eating or how to get married or something? I have to ask you to please forgive me and pardon me. But the problem is you're not listening. The problem is you're not listening. And what I mean by that, when you go outside, when we enter the car, the hijab comes off. The radio turns on to music. The cigarette is pulled out. And we go back to selling poison, meaning cigarettes and alcohol. Just look around you. Am I lying? You're not listening. I simply would like to make a call to good. I simply would like to make a call to good clear and loud. That's the reason why it's constantly repeated over and over again. I'm just trying to make a call to good. Because perhaps this is the only time during the Jumu'ah prayer that you hear a call to good. When you leave and go back to your workplace, you hear calls to bad, to evil. When you go home and turn on the television, you hear calls to evil. When you open the magazines and the internet and the newspaper, you hear calls to evil. Everywhere around you, people are making calls to evil. And I'm trying to make a call to good. So listen to the call. And let the call to good surpass the call to evil. But it is as if we are sleeping. And this is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. An-nasu niyam wa idha matu istayqadu. People are sleeping. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people are sleeping. And when they die, they awaken. When they die, they become alert. Oh man, I'm dead. It'll be too late then. People are sleeping. And when they die, they awaken. So wake up and remember your mission. Wake up and remember your mission in life. Your mission is to worship Allah and return home. Hold fast to the Quran and the Sunnah and fulfill your mission.